every person, all the events of my life are there because I have created them there. What I choose to do with them is up to me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Every person, all events in my life are there because I have created them there. What I choose to do with them is up to me. That's an interesting concept for us to consider for ourselves. Most of the time we think, oh, why did that person come in my world? Why did that happen to me? Why did that car accident take place? Why did that lovely sweepstakes be mine to win? Ho, 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 you know. Why am I so lucky? Yeah. You see, whenever I say something that's positive and good, you say, well, yeah, I'm adaptive. Well, I can understand that. Sure, I accept that. And that's good. But whenever anything not positive, not beneficial comes along, you say, it's not me. That's not my fault. I didn't do that. And by golly, you sure did. We sure did. I sure did. No matter what comes into our life, no matter what comes into my life, I created it. Now, I do not draw people to me. You think that, well, I'm a beautiful person, so I draw other beautiful people to my world. I cannot draw people to me because there is no person that comes to me except by my choice. I choose to create them in my world. Now, many people may be drawn to me because we have a similar philosophy or similar thinking or similar attitudes or desires, but that's not true. I create about me people who are harmonious with me. I create about me people who are harmonious with what I'm thinking, with the direction of my life. And that's why I have these people in my world. I look at Monica Egli. She is really a character. I have been experiencing some of the people in her world. And as I look at some of these people, I think to myself, my goodness sakes, what kind of a person must Monica be? Because as I look at these people, they are absolutely magnificent. They are so joyful, so harmonious, so intelligent, so loving. It just amazes me. And I look at these people, and I, like the young man, 17 years old, who is the son of her husband's partner's partner, Raul. He came to our seminar, and he just was filled with enthusiasm and joy and interest. He put his total attention onto the program. He was sitting next to his mother, but you wouldn't know it. You'd think that it's his sister because his mother looks so young and he looks so young, but yet mature boy. And he's a rather outstanding fellow. Now, the questions that he asked were really beautiful questions. They were questions that indicated a great mind. And the mother asked questions that indicated a well-endowed mind with spiritual truths and spiritual awareness. And her husband, Carly, Monica's husband, is just one of those princes that just doesn't seem to stop being a fabulous guy. In fact, the husbands of all the people in our family, our seminar, who all we got? We have Massimo. We have Diego, we have Jean Pietro Ferrari, and of Daniela's, huh?
Daniela's husband?
I'm talking about husbands, not the kids. You know, the kids too, but right, I'm talking about husbands right now. And I don't know, what other husbands are in our world? Look at...
Gerd is a husband.
Yeah, but he's a student too. I'm talking about women who have husbands, and they create these husbands. In fact, that what's her name up in Oregon?
Silvia Mostrom.
Yeah, Silvia Mostrom. Yeah, her husband is just an outstanding man. And our lady up in Oregon there, she has a fantastic husband, and he's in his 90s and doing just great, you know. And
Beverly and Wally.
Beverly and Wally, yeah. And, I didn't plan on reiterating all these names right now, or else I would have written them down so I have them correct. But every husband that we have that we have in our spiritual family here is an outstanding being. Now, you've got to know that these women had something on the ball when they created those husbands in their life. Well, they had ups and downs, which is natural as you unfold your divinity and reveal who you are. But every person and every event in our life is there because we created them there. And what we choose to do with them is up to us. Now, what do you choose to do with the people you created in your world? Have you created some people in your world that test you very severely? Then what do you plan to do with them? Why don't you create them just gentle, loving people who no longer have to test you? Your test is over.
Yeah.
Is your test over?
Yes.
Okay. Then those people in your world who have been testing you, they no longer need to do the testing. You know, you passed. Did you pass?
Yes.
Okay. Now, since you passed, then it's no longer in your consciousness, is it?
Right.
So now you're on to other fields and other adventures and other experiences. Now, what kind of people and events do you want to create in your life? You want to create in your life people and events who are harmonious with you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to create people and events in your life who are harmonious with you, you have to shine forth who you are. Because this is what creates them in your world. Because people come into your world because you create them there, and that they are the kind of people they are, but they can change. They can change into people that you don't like because you have not been on duty continuously seeing them whole and perfect, seeing them valuable, seeing them delightful, seeing them harmonious with whoever you are. This is a task that each of us has to take care of, but unfortunately, we're a little delinquent in it. We feel that it's not something we have to do, and that's foolish. It's an everyday job. I would imagine Jesus spent a lot of time in his meditations too. He went 40 days and 40 nights into the desert to sort of recoup after a few blows that he had. Have you ever spent one day and one night in your introspective self, listening to the divine within you, huh? 40 days and 40 nights? Wow, you know. I mean, it must have been pretty tough stuff. But it is. It was tough stuff. Because the Christ, we don't say the Christ, Jesus, the man, was tested in his spiritual capacity to see whether he was going to stand up for it. And it's kind of tough. Because sometimes the very people that he created in his world didn't understand what he was doing. And do the people in your world always understand what you're doing? You can create them that way, but you have to be on top of it. You have to, instead of being angry at them, saying, I have not communicated to them that I'm the one who created them, and I created them being harmonious with me. You know? And pure and simple. Pure and simple. You created them harmonious with being you. Now, you are the master. If you're going to allow any circumstance to take place in your life that is not what you really want, then you've got to start cleaning up your own house. Because somewhere in your thought, you thought that that could happen. You thought that an ugly situation could happen. You thought that something that was not good for you could take place. Somewhere in your mind. And you don't know where it is, so don't look. Don't look. Don't dig it out. Don't do research into that. Just put a new cause in motion. Well, what about if the old cause comes up? Hey, you're never going to clean it out. You're never going to clean out the old cause. You have that in your consciousness. It's tucked away. Just lock it up in the file cabinet and forget it. Go on with the new thought. That's what we want to do. Go on with the new thought. And what is the new thought? The new thought is whatever is going to be beneficial to us. I like me is certainly a good one, but it's going to be beneficial to us. The new thought is, I am a good creator, and all that I have created is good and very good. Understand? All that I've created is good and very good. When we stand by that and affirm that and live that, then this is what takes place. But the little tentacles of unfortunate experiences, because we doubt, we doubt, and then those experiences take place. Well, we deserve it. We deserve it. We deserve every miserable, rotten thing that happens in our life because somewhere we put a cause in motion for it. And we didn't stop and say, nope, I'm whole and perfect. Everything is in divine and right order. All is magnificent. All is fantastic. Right then, immediately. We have to say that, and we cannot wait. We cannot sit back and say, why, O Lord, why me, O Lord? You say, why me, O Lord, and you are not worth being helped. Because you already know why you. You created it. Now, you might say, okay, what would be the best positive attitude to take? Okay, I'm looking for a job. I don't have a job. I haven't had a job for a coon's age. And I am just really unhappy about it. I don't know what to do. I have looked here and looked there. I've sent out my resumes. I've applied here and applied there. But nothing comes through. Why does nothing come through? Because you say nothing comes through. Why does nothing come through? Because you say nothing comes through. Why does nothing come through? Because you say nothing comes through. You got to stop saying nothing comes through. I am flooded with wonderful opportunities to make my selection of my finest job. I am flooded with opportunities to make my selection of my finest job. Somebody's got a broken arm, or let's just say somebody's got an illness. And that illness is very real. And so you say, you're whole and perfect. They say, you got rocks in your head. Don't you know I'm sick? I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick. You say, no, you're whole and perfect. You're whole and perfect. You're whole and perfect. Do you want to be whole and perfect? Do you want to be sick? Of course I want to be whole and perfect, but I'm sick. Well, then you must stop saying I'm sick if you want to be whole and perfect. Because you're empowering sickness to be your experience. And now you want to empower health to be your experience. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole. Oh, you're an idiot. That's nice. I'm a nice idiot. It works. Ha, ha, ha. I have wholeness and perfection. What do you got? I'm putting the cause in motion for myself. And why is that person in my life that I created? Because it's an example to me that I stand strong in my consciousness, in my belief, in my statement of truth about myself. Anybody can go around and rattle their brain and say, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, things aren't working out. But the genius rattles his brain and says, wow, I got new ideas, I got new thoughts, I got new dreams here. Wow, let's go, 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 I'm happy. All these things are in divine order. I'm a sensitive, caring, fantastic lady. Everything I want is manifest for me right now. I am a successful, beneficial man. Everything is working out harmoniously for me right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now. You say, Herb, why are you getting so excited about this? Because it's just like that. It's just like that. I get so concerned when people say they don't have something. And I say to them, if you want it, put the cause in motion. But it doesn't work. Well, then get out of my world. My world is putting the cause in motion, and that works for me. It works for me. It works for everybody I know that I create. Now, I created you as a test for me to see if I'm going to fall into the trap of saying, I'm sorry for you that you don't have it. I'm not sorry for you you don't have it. I think you damn well deserve it. You brought it into your mind by your thought. You brought it into your consciousness by your thought, and you empowered it, empowered it, empowered it, empowered it. Stop empowering it. Start empowering the truth about yourself. I'm whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. I'm wonderful. I'm God. That's a heavy one. I am God. Because as God, you cannot be without anything. Because God is everything. And you are everything. You are the allness, the isness. You are the totality of the universe. You are wonderful. Now, if this thought for today doesn't tip your hat off your head, I'll be surprised. You know? Every person, all events in my life are there because I have created them there. What I choose to do with them is up to me. And I choose to create every circumstance that comes into my life as a beneficial circumstance, every person that comes into my life as a prince or princess, a person who is just a perfect, 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 perfect reflection of my perfect, perfect, perfect self. Understand?
Yeah.
That's all that it takes, and that's all that's to it. Have a wonderful day. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.